This is Lee Payne from Clovenhoof, and you're watching CMS TV.
Classic Metal Show right here on the classicmetalshow.com, and we are doing a special edition of the Classic Metal Show because our special, most special house band of the Classic Metal Show is out on the road. They are out on tour. They I believe they start their tour tonight, but we will find out if it's tonight or tomorrow. And here to talk all about it is our favorite accountant, Sammy Lee. Sammy, how are you, man?
Chris, as always, great to talk to you, man. How you been?
I'm good, man. It sounds like I'm more rested than you, which is very, very unusual that I'm more rested than anybody. But I understand you've been driving all night, huh?
Well, not all night, but we left Richmond about, 2 o'clock yesterday. Made it up to New Rochelle, New York. Stopped, had a drink or two, took a little nap on the pillow, and then we're finally in New Hampshire now and gearing up for tonight's first show of the tour with Nazareth.
Very cool. Now, man, obviously going out with a band like Nazareth, man, that's certainly a big deal. They're obviously a legendary band. I mean, for you guys, was it the opportunity to go with Nazareth, or was it, hey, this is an opportunity to get out there and show off Red Rain?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest with you. As you know, you've been in it long enough. You get a call from your booking agent and says, hey, we have an opportunity. We think it's a good one. You know, are you interested? And first of all, you know, we're not a full-time working band, so we have to make sure that we can get off time to go do this. And we were able to do that, even though I think Nazareth is on a 10-show tour. We're on the first 5 shows. That's the leg we're on. So, and it starts tonight in New Hampshire.
Right on, man. So for, I would imagine for a lot of people that are going to be out there tonight, this is going to be their first time even experiencing Red Rain. What kind of pressure does that put on you guys to, you know, win over new fans and, you know, get people to pay attention to you instead of sitting in the back drinking and not coming into the gate?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't think there's really any pressure at all. And this is going to sound funny, but, you know, if they don't know us by now and they don't like us, then they'll never remember us in the first place. So I think it's a win for us. But, you know, without sounding too conceited or anything else, we've been very fortunate where we play that we've been able to, you know, spark something in people who come to see the band. And so we hope that's the goal for the night. Listen, if you can get 5 to 10 people that really love the band, that's a win. But we hope to get everybody. Obviously, we're going to go out there and do what we normally do, entertain.
Right on, man. Well, dude, obviously, you know, a few months ago, you guys released music with through Deco and released a few videos, which, you know, seemed to catch a little fire with some of the fans as well. Talk a little bit about how it's been going since the songs came out and since, you know, Deco stepped in.
Sure. It's been great. You know, Deco's been very good to partner with. They've been very responsive to the needs that we have asked for, requested. And so moving forward with that, that's been a good partnership up to this point. We hope it continues, obviously. Secondly, the album's been received very well, getting a lot of feedback. It seems that it sparks something with everybody. I mean, as you know, I've spoken to you and Neely that, you know, the album was basically written over a COVID, you know, the COVID era. So that, you know, everybody's experiencing some of these songs that, you know, Bubba was able to, you know, again, you know, experiencing life at that time. So it's been really good. It's been a great run so far. Sure. We hope to continue it.
Right on. I know you guys haven't had a lot of opportunity to play these songs live, but like you said, they're in you guys' head, not in our head, but in you guys' head, right. They're old songs already. Does it feel fresh to be bringing them right now, or does it feel old hat because you guys wrote them a while ago?
So this is new, and the only reason I say that is this will only be the second show we've played new material.
Okay.
Well. You know, because really the last show we played, it's been a little bit over a year, and we played one or two songs off the album before we actually went in to record the album. So this is really the first chance we're going to be playing. 90% of the set will be new material.
Right on. And how does it feel for you guys to play it? Do you feel comfortable with it yet, or do you go into it with the, oh, I hope I don't fuck this up attitude toward it?
Well, I think you always go into a show thinking that, you know, you don't want to mess it up. But no, we're very confident. You know, we practice. I mean, gosh, we've been practicing once to two times a week. This material, we have a master set list that we go over, and we go through all of our songs every week. And so when it comes time for a show like tonight, and we have to, you know, whittle it down to a 30-minute set, as opposed to we have about an hour and a half. Well, I mean, we've been playing these songs for over 2 years.
Right on.
But you also hope you don't mess up. So
right, I hear you. Is it comfortable taking it down to 30 minutes? And what I mean by that specifically is I know just changing it up and putting the songs in is easy enough. But when you have an hour and a half, you can kind of get loose. You can kind of interact with the crowd a little bit, whatever. You go into a 30-minute hit like these shows are, it's really got to get in, got to get as much music out there to the people as you can, or else you're wasting your time. You know, Bubba doing 2 minutes of interacting, or Stevie rather, doing 2 minutes of interacting with the crowd, well, that could be the difference of you guys playing a whole nother song that could win the crowd. You know, do you like doing that, or is it just kind of the nature of the beast?
I don't think you're comfortable with that or like doing that. However, you don't have a choice. That's number one. But number two is you're right. It doesn't give you a chance to really interact with the crowd, which you lose that. But the good news is you're able to play as much material as you can, which hopefully there, again, something sparks that they'll go out to the merchandise table at the end of the show. And again, you've seen us at the end of the show, we'll be at the merch table. So, if we don't interact as much on stage, we will interact more at the merchandise table. So yeah, it's a tough gig, but you know what? The good thing too is, you know, the guys are fired up. I'm fired up. And when that first note hits, you know, it's like a jet taking off, you know,
right on.
And you got a job to do, and you know, and the worst part is for 30 minutes though, is you don't want to speed the setup. That's where it gets a little crazy.
So right.
That's where you have to kind of watch your P's and Q's, but now we're fired up. We're ready. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right on. And the funny part is the speeding the setup, that's all on you. Cause you're the one that'll guide it. Though. Come on.
But that's not always true. Cause I only start like three or four of the songs. So like out of a 7-song set, you know, Bubba starts them. And I'll tell you, man, Bubba's a jet. I mean, he likes to come out of the gate fast. So it's like it'll start real fast, and then I kind of bring it. I try to bring it down a little bit. So, but that's our motto. It's like, hey, man, just, you know, relax and free tonight.
So right
that's
on.
That's what we're going to try to go with.
So tell people where you're going to be at, man, because there's, you know, there's five gigs. Kind
five
of
shows. Yep.
Midwesternish sort of run, right?
Yep, and I'm going to pull this up so I don't mess.
No, it's fine.
Up.
That's all good.
Yeah, you would think I know by now, but so tonight we're at the Tupelo Music Hall in New Hampshire. That's where we start tonight. And then we're off tomorrow as we make our way down to Wilmington, Delaware. So we're at the Queen. I want to make sure I got that right, to the Queen Theater in Wilmington, Delaware, Saturday night.
Okay.
And then, because I know you love hearing this part, we're going to drive Warrior home back to Richmond for Sunday. And then we're going to leave Monday for Warren, Ohio.
Right.
And Robbins that is Theater. At the Robbins Theater.
Yeah. Right.
And then we're off Tuesday to go to Nashville, Indiana at the, I get this one messed up, I'm sorry, the Browns Hall.
Yep. Okay.
Browns Hall. And then Thursday night, we end with your friend and your co-host, Neely, yeah, at the Arcata on Thursday night, which is in Illinois. And I've been schooled by Neely 1,000 times. It's not Arcadia, it's Arcata.
Yeah, it's the Arcata Theater. But
what's it's a great many run. Times.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a great run, dude. Run. Now, compare it, and maybe you can't until after you do it, but going into it, how does it compare to like when you guys went out with Tesla?
That's a good question. I don't know if I can answer that now until we actually get to the venue and you know, meet the guys. I'm sure they're great, and I'm sure it's going to be fantastic, but it feels the same. I mean, just driving. I will say the last time we played with Tesla in the Grand Rapids, Michigan show and had to drive back to Richmond about broke my will to ever drive a car again. And so I will say the comparison's there because driving from Richmond to New Hampshire has broken my will to drive again. So after this, though, Leg, everything else is more in a 5 to 6 hour range. This was a 10.5 hour range, so that makes it tough.
Right on, man. Well, dude.
And then once we play the Arcata and –
oh, that's a nice drive.
Well, that's 12 and a half hours from what I'm told. So the guys already know it's 9 o'clock. Because once Nazareth hits a stage, we have to be done with everything we're doing.
Okay.
So I think the Arcata, we're off at 9. We're going to be in our van at 9:10. And we're going to be on the road at 9:15. And we're going to drive till somebody says, I'm too goddamn tired to drive.
Oh, God.
I know you love these stories because you always make fun of us being the road warriors. So,
and you'll be crashed in a ditch at 4 a.m.
Dude. Yeah, you'll hear a tow truck come getting us at like 5 a.m.
Oh, I don't know how you guys do it, man. Look, I'm doing a show with Johnny Gioeli on in a few weeks. We're over in Pinball, PA. And that show's going to end at like 7, 8 o'clock at night. And all I have to drive is 2 hours home. And I'm really thinking, well, maybe I just get a hotel room and stay one extra for 2 hours. You know, you guys are talking 12. Huh, no thanks.
We'll probably go 5, 6 hours. You know, if we get to 9, we'll stop at 2, which is not that bad. And, you know, get about 6 hours sleep and then we'll drive 6, 7 home. That's not that bad.
Dude, you say that's not that bad. This is after running a marathon on a stage for 30 minutes. And then all of a sudden, yeah, let's just get in the car, sit down. And sit. No, I'd be falling dead asleep.
Well, but see, that's the funny thing. You say that, but the funny thing is, you know, once you get on stage, and especially, you know, again, I hope we're well received. But once you're well received, I'm jacked up for 4 hours. I can't sleep anyway if I wanted to.
Right.
So now, if I was in near home, what I would do is get off stage, drive an hour home, and then I'd pour two or three bourbons and then go to bed. But I'm not going to do that while I'm on the road. But, I mean, you know, you just do it. You know, it's just you just plow through it. We're used to it at this point.
Absolutely, dude. Well, dude.
You got to come join us on one of these. You'll love these long trips.
I'll never join you on one of these. I'm going to tell you that now. Dude, if you haven't learned from listening to CMS, it's impossible to get me to come out. It's really difficult.
Well, no, I know that. That's why I offered it.
Of course, because there's no chance. Very nice, dude. Well, dude, obviously, man, this is a great run for you guys. You'll be out there for the next week. If you are in one of these cities, make sure that you come out to the shows. Don't be as lame as I am. How about that? Just go out and see a show. Here are the dates. I'll put them on the screen real quick. I know it's a little small, but you can see it's Tupelo. Tonight, so if you are seeing this right now, put down your work and get out there over there in Connecticut. Tomorrow night at the Wilmington, at the Queen Theater, Robbins Theater on Monday, Brown Theater on Wednesday and the Arcata in St. Charles, Illinois on Thursday. So it is Red Rain opening for Nazareth. It's going to be fantastic. And, dude, what am I missing that you want people to know?
Just come see the show. If not, come check us out. Always at redrainband.com. We're all over the downloadable sites. So, you know, if you can't come see the show, or also check social media. We're going to try to put some videos up if we can. And I know I'm going to see you right at the Warren Center. Is that correct?
I am coming. Okay. Unlike what you were told, I am absolutely planning on coming. And I had to make sure that Kelly wanted to go too, and she does. So we're going. So it's that simple.
So I'll see you and Kelly Monday night. And then I'm going to be seeing Neely Thursday night. So it's going to be a classic metal Red Rain reunion.
That's more classic metal than even I would want to deal with.
Well, you know, you might get some more good stories out of Bubba. So, you know,
that is true. Very
he's
true.
He's standing right here, but over here. So that's why I said that. So.
He's hiding.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be after that last story. So.
Yeah, no shit. Well, it's going to be a great time. You guys, anybody that's watching that is in any of these cities, you should definitely come out and see the show. It's Red Rain with Nazareth. And Sammy, as always, man, it's great chatting with you here on the Classic Metal Show.
Love you guys. Thanks, man.
The biggest and the best heavy metal radio station is CMS Network now. With over 5,000 heavy metal songs from all the subgenres and eras of metal, it ranges far more than almost any station broadcasting today. You can also listen to great radio shows like Charlie Kendall's Metal Shop, the shows of the CMS Network, and even the full episodes of the Classic Metal Show with the music. Visit CMS Network now at www.cmsradio.net or on the CMS Network app in both the iOS or Android stores. There's no need to listen anywhere else for the best heavy metal ever created.